Next item on the agenda is the discussion of Draft Advisory Opinion 2010-17, Stutzman for Congress. Vice Chair, I understand we have a late submitted document.
We do, Mr. Chairman, and we have several, so I'll make a combined motion if that's acceptable. I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission of documents so that we may consider agenda documents 1058, 1059, 1059A, 1059B, 1060, 1060A, 1060B, 1061, 1061A, and 1061B.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. We have a presentation from Joanna Waldstreicher from the Office of General Counsel. And good morning, and please proceed.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 1058 responds to an advisory opinion request submitted by counsel for Stutzman for Congress. The committee is the principal campaign committee for Marlon Stutzman, a candidate for the House of Representatives in Indiana's 3rd Congressional District. The request concerns a special election and a general election that are to be held on the same day and asks whether the committee may presumptively redesignate undesignated general election contributions to the special election. The draft concludes that the committee may treat undesignated contributions as contributions made either for the special election or for the general election or divided between them, as long as the contributions do not exceed the contributor's combined limit for both elections and that no redesignation is necessary. We received no comments on either the request or the draft.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Any discussion or questions for counsel? If none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move approval of Agenda Document 1058, Draft Advisory Opinion in 2010-17, Stutzman for Congress, and authorize Council to make technical and conforming changes.
All right. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0. Thank you very much.
Thanks.